Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We say you are worthy. And we glorify your name.
Amen.
And we thank you for the life that you have given to us. Lord, we reject the life of the world.
Yes.
And we receive this eternal life.
Amen.
This life that is above death. That is above the natural mortality. We receive this life of immortality, incorruption.
Amen.
This life of strength and dynamis. We come today, O God, to set aside that which is of the earth with the history, and we receive that which is eternal.
Amen.
We thank you for the bread of life.
Amen.
The very energy of heaven, the manna, we receive it. The waters that come, the milk and the honey. Lord, we receive even the oil upon our soul, upon our minds, every part of our being. We just spread it out to you. We say, let your rain fall upon us, O God. Here we are in your presence. Let it rain upon us. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. We say you are worthy to receive glory and honor.
Amen.
That you might reign. We ask that today you might reign.
Amen.
Let your kingdom come. Let your glory be manifested.
Amen.
Be exalted.
Yes,
grant us strength to receive that which you have for us.
Amen.
Grant us grace to hide it deep in the chambers of our soul.
Amen.
That no spirit will take it away. We ask that it will come with understanding. Let your word come with understanding. That it might be useful to us. That it might be made even flesh. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we are ending. We started on Friday. Today we will try to end. Yeah, put it, no problem. So today we are ending. Amen. You know, on Friday we were talking about God in man. Emmanuel. Amen. And we said it is the will of God to dwell in us, in everything, in every part of us. That is what Emmanuel means. Amen.
Amen.
And then yesterday in the morning, we were talking about Passover. Coming out of Egypt, coming out of darkness, and coming into the light, coming into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we talked about all that, and we talked about, you know, we being the temple of God. And we also said that you and I, that we have two natures, the outward nature and the inward nature. And we were discussing about the natures of the inward man, the soul and the spirit, the heart. We'll discuss all that in the morning, in the afternoon. I remember the question that was asked about the natures of the soul, the ego nature, the lion, the will, and then the fallen nature of man, with the desires we talked about in the afternoon.
Obiani,
Amen. And then when we were ending, we were discussing about the altar of brass, the place of judgment, the place of caning. Remember, the place of judgment, where the soul is judged. And we said that is the place of the cross. And that is the first experience we have when we come into the kingdom of God. You know, that the first experience we have when we come into God is the place of judgment and repentance. And you cannot say that you have come into God if you have not come to that experience of repentance and judgment. Because it is a place of death to the world, death to the sin, and out of it will come forth the life of God. I remember we were saying that that speaks of resurrection. The resurrection of the soul from darkness into life. And then we ended when we started talking about redemption. That we are all redeemed by the blood, precious blood of Jesus. And we said the implication is that if you have been redeemed by Jesus, then you don't need to be redeemed again. That we said the bride price and dowry, all those things are redemption money. So if Jesus has redeemed you, you don't need to pay any other price. So if you have been enjoying and collecting bride price and you need to repent, so you have to send message to all your brothers and sisters that you are not doing again. You have stopped. They should not bring for you, you will not ask, and you will not take. Amen. But today, we are going forward. I've tried to summarize the things we have done since Friday. But today, we are going into a second experience. And that experience is the experience of Pentecost. Because the Bible tells us that God wants to come into us. And when God is coming into us, there are three experiences that we need to go through. And the first of that experience is called Passover. And that is what we have been discussing since yesterday. The first experience when the fullness of God begins to come into man. That experience is called Passover. Because as the light of God comes into the soul, the darkness will begin to go. Amen. So, after that first experience of Passover or of the altar of brass, the next experience is the experience of Pentecost. Pentecost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pentecost is big English, but in Igbo we call it Pentecost also. Amen. Amen. And then after Pentecost, there is another one, the last one, called Tabernacles. Okay. Let us read. When we read, we will see the Igbo name, because in the scripture it will tell us the Igbo name. Okay, Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16.
Deuteronomy 16.
Yes. 16. So let us see what Igbo word is there. So let me read, then our sister will read. It says, Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. Number one, in the feast of unleavened bread. Number two, in the feast of weeks. Number three, and the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before me empty. This one doesn't have Pentecost. It doesn't have Pentecost.
N'ebe ebe ahụ nke ọ rọpụtara n'ememe achịcha ekoghị eko na n'ememe nke izu asaa nke ụbọchị asaa na n'ememe ụlọ ntu agaghị ahụkwa ha n'ihu Jehova na Kif.
Amen. So there are three experiences. Is that what? Ulantu is what?
Tabernacle.
Ulantu. Okay, praise God.
Place of sacrifice.
Ulantu.
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 Ulantu is
okay.
It's a coverage. Overshadowing. Ndo. Okay, praise God. Amen. Okay. So what is this? He's saying that as when God begins to come to us to dwell in us. Remember, Emmanuel means God in us. But when you are born into the world, God, you are born in sin and darkness. Remember yesterday we read Ephesians 4:18, where he told us there's darkness inside the mind and the soul, is it not? That Adam and Eve, darkness came into their mind and darkened it. The tree of knowledge of good and evil,
it
entered, they ate of that fruit and their mind and their soul became darkened. And we saw from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that it is the light of the gospel that comes into the soul to bring light in the soul. Amen. So when the light begins to shine, there is still some darkness. Amen. So as the light of God comes into the soul, the darkness will be going. Amen. Until the time when all the darkness will go and your soul and your life will be full of light. Amen. Amen. So we understand that. So, and we said, when God begins to come into us, he comes in three stages. So the first the first experience we discussed this is very well. We say it's Passover. Passover is the coming out of Egypt or darkness. And we are coming into Zion, or the kingdom of light.
Amen.
Amen. So that is very clear for everybody. Okay, so we are not going back there today. Today we are going to go forward. We are moving forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are close. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Today we are going forward to another one. And this one we call it Pentecost.
Pentecost
means 50. 50 weeks. 50 weeks. Sorry, it's 50 days. Sorry. 50 days. Which is 7 weeks. So 50 days stroke
7 weeks plus 1.
Well, that's what I know. Amen. So 50 days from Passover is called
the Feast of Weeks.
It's Pentecost. If we go back to the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see Passover. Is that correct? Passover was when Jesus died on the cross.
Okay, Jesus Christ, no one knows.
Amen.
Amen.
So he died on the Passover day. Because Jesus said, I am the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of all the world.
Amen.
So Jesus was my sacrifice, my Passover lamb. And he gave his blood. And he carried that blood and went to hell. Amen. He went and met the devil. I say, this is the price.
Amen.
And he commanded him, open the door.
Amen.
And all your great grandfather, your great 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 grandfather, all the old people who were inside prison because of sin, nobody to deliver them. One day Jesus knocked on the door. Bagam, bagam, bagam. The devil said, yes, what are you looking for? Take. That is the price.
Yes.
Oh yeah, open the door. And you say, everybody who wants to go, follow me. Amen. There were some rascal people who said, no, we're not going, we like the devil. It's okay that you stay. Amen. But anybody that wants to follow me, Adam, why come? All of you come, follow me. So from Adam, they followed him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he took captivity captive. Amen. Do you know what happened? They all came out in Jerusalem. They began to walk around. They began to make noise and shout and pray. Amen. They shook the place up. Hallelujah. And he carried them. They went to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So that prison is empty. Nobody is there. Amen. Apart from those who didn't want to go, who like death and darkness. Remember the vulture of yesterday. Those who they like anything that doesn't have the life of God, that's what they like. Those ones, they stay behind. Amen. But anybody who liked God, follow Jesus, and they were delivered. Amen. So Jesus is our redemption. He has redeemed us from death and sin and darkness. Amen. And today he's still our redemption. So if you are here, you are just coming to church. My God is good. That's all you know. Jesus has paid the price for you. Amen.
Amen.
And you can follow him also. Amen. He can deliver you from the chains of darkness. So when we finish today, we are going to pray for such people who want to be redeemed from the chains of sin and darkness and the world and traditions. Amen. So Jesus paid the price and brought us out. That is our Passover. Amen. So when we receive the blood of Jesus Christ, when that blood comes upon our lintel or the doorpost of our soul, which is the mind, remember we said my soul and my mind begin the process of leaving Egypt. Amen. I remember in Egypt it was midnight. It was midnight. Death was moving around. Amen. And the life of God also came at the same time. So as death was walking, life was also walking. Hallelujah. So that's how it is in the world today. Death is walking all over the place. Accidents, kidnapping, all kinds of things are going on. But in the midst of it also, the life of God is walking. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are two planes, two levels. One is death and top is life. Amen. So when you receive the blood, you go on top of death and darkness. Amen. You begin to walk in the high places of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You begin to trample upon serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Like Peter, who was walking upon the storms of life, upon the river, he was walking. It was, amen. After some time, he began to sink. But you and I will not sink. We are going to walk over the storms of life. Amen. In resurrection power. Hallelujah. So our soul is coming out of Egypt. And you know, when God brings you out, He doesn't want to stop you in the middle. He wants to take you to the end. Hallelujah. So remember, we drew the picture yesterday. I'm drawing it now. But those of my, they say your body is very small.
Okay. I'll take into it.
It's not me, it's one sister who told you.
I'm not.
Is it brother or mother that sent me here?
Okay, the assembly here, your board is very simple, yeah. Very small. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So remember, this is where you are going to. This was a bad one, I didn't write to. This is the, you are going to the end. Because before we close today, you must know where you are going to.
Amen.
We won't go to too much detail, but you must know. Remember the question we asked, three questions yesterday. Who remembers? What's the question? Who am I? Where am I going to?
So
where am I coming from? And where am I going to? So those are the three questions. One, who am I? Where am I coming from? And where am I going to? Amen. So we answered who am I yesterday. A small part of it. We say we are the sons of God. We are created to be the sons of God. We are man, fallen man in sin, made of the inward man and the outward man. My soul and my spirit living in a body. I am coming from darkness, from hell and Egypt, and I'm going to Zion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where the fullness of God will dwell in my soul. So that's it. And then there is a cloud of glory. Amen.
Amen.
And in the Bible, God said He will meet me here. This is where God is waiting for you. This is the marriage. He said, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim. Amen. So my soul is coming from outside. Remember the 20, this is how many?
20
cubits, is it not? This one is how many? 15. And this one is how many? 15. So we have 5 times 4, which is the 20. How is that? 15 times 2, which is how many? 30. And that will give us our 50, is it not?
Jubilee.
And that's our jubilee. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, this is where we stopped yesterday. Okay. This is that place, according to our sister, where they do something to the soul. This is the soul. This is the place of Canaan. The place of Otale for the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember we said this is the altar. Remember the altar? And under the altar you have the ashes. That's how you collect the ashes. And they will I'm back in the class. I've come out. So I see it. So this is the door, the remembrance, the testimony of your offering to God. Amen. The more the ash, the more your memorial before God. And God said He will never forget your labor of love. Amen. Okay. Remember that in this place, your soul is here. And then the fire of God will come. To come and consume the offering of your life. Amen.
Amen.
The offering of our lives. This one is not money. This has to be my mind, my emotion, my desire. Amen. God wants to say, give me your heart. Say, my son, give me your heart. So, you must bring your heart here. I said, Jesus, I give you my heart. You give your heart before your pocket. But today, people want to give their pocket where their mind. Their mind is watching Manchester United. Or their mind is in their farm, planting yam and rice and apple. Amen. So you must bring your heart and say, God, I give you my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then your pocket will follow. So you first give of yourself to God. Then your pocket will follow. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So remember, the soul is going here.
But
you cannot jump. The soul cannot jump. So remember, it comes in here. I will say this is the redemption. Amen. So as you are entering God, God gives you redemption. God makes a covenant with you. He's bringing his blood. That's the first thing you see. Blood. Will you receive the blood on your soul? Will you receive the blood on your mind, your emotion, your desire? Amen. When you receive it, you come inside. I remember we said this is a white fence. It's a white fence. The mbidi is righteousness. White piece of righteousness, light. Amen. So we are in the kingdom of light. And the light is judging the darkness. Amen. But you cannot enter the kingdom of light without receiving the blood. Do you understand it? So blood is where everything begins. If you don't have the blood, you cannot enter. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So remember, this is my soul. My soul is here now. This is my soul with my will. Which is the ox. Then there is the mind, which is like the ego. Then there is the face of man, the fallen man. And which desire, the desire is earthly thing, so it's like a serpent. And then you have the lion, the bad one, the emotion, the fighting and quarreling and anger and bitterness, all those things. Amen. It must come into the temple of God. That's the only way the lion can be tamed.
Amen.
That's how I can overcome the anger. I can overcome the lust. I can overcome bitterness, divisions. Amen. Pride. Hallelujah. This soul must be brought into the temple of God. This soul must find itself on this altar. Amen. In fact, the soul must become the altar. Hallelujah. Do you understand it? So it's not your money, it's you. Say, God, see, I have come to you. Amen. So this soul is the offering of God. Hallelujah. But remember, this soul has a spirit. Bible said that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. That's where we are going to. But I'm trying to introduce us there. Amen. So this is your spirit. This is your spirit. In Proverbs 20:27, it says the spirit of man is the light, the lamp Amen. Amen. So God, light, God will light the lamp and it will. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is your. So this is the human spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know the good news is that this human spirit is in marriage. He has to say is married. Who is he married to? He married to the Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Amen. Remember, I was telling you yesterday. Who asked the question? Luke asked. He said, "How do we know that this lion, ego, man is talking about the soul?" Remember the question. Amen. And we went into the Bible. And we saw those three brothers. Remember those three brothers? Okay, we'll remind ourselves about those three brothers. No, it's not the first one. What's the first one? Number one is Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1, chapter 3, 10, 11, and then from 40 to the end. So I'm writing it. So when you go and read it. Amen. So he too didn't know God. He came to God. God showed him, and he saw a big cloud. He saw fire. He saw wind, and in the midst of it, he saw a man. Hallelujah. And this man has four natures: the ego, the will, the ox, the face of a man, and then the lion. Amen. Hallelujah. Then number two brother, what's his name?
Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 6. He says, in the day that my brother, you know, his brother was Uzziah, King Uzziah was his brother. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, great, high and lifted up. High and lifted up. And then he saw the cherubim. He saw he used another name called seraphim, but he's still talking about the same thing. He saw them. Amen. Then we have third brother. What's his name?
John.
In the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation. He also saw. Amen. He saw these four creatures. One like a bird. The other one like ox or calf. And then the other one was like the face of a man. And then the other one was like a lion. Amen. And then the Bible told us that he saw them and they were saying, holy, 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 holy. You see that offering? You see, now the soul is now a perfect minister of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Amen. So the priest of God is not the man that is wearing white collar. It is your mind, your emotion, your design, and your will. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is working in you so that you will be a true priest of God. Amen. So the Bible says that we are all kings and priests unto God. Amen. Everybody has the ability to worship God, bring offering to God. You don't need to go to somebody, pay him money, then he'll go and fast for you and pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So David says, my soul, praise the Lord. Let everything that is within me do what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's the priest of God. Your soul is the priest of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't allow your soul to be the place of complaining and fighting and grumbling and bitterness and loss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when that is going on, you cannot be bringing praise to God. Why you are quarreling and angry and all those things, it's not possible. Hallelujah. So the devil will always want to bring your soul to the point where you are arguing and you are angry, you are bitter, you are not happy. That means worship has been taken away from your soul. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, let the sun not go down on your anger. Hallelujah. So if somebody does something quickly, you quick. What do? You settle it. So that your soul can worship God. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, if your brother has something with you, go to him. Don't go and start telling, because when you tell other people, you stop them from worshiping God.
Yes.
Because their mind too will join you and you start fighting. Amen. So you go to the person and two of you will talk, and quickly you make up and you go on in God. Amen. Hallelujah. If two of you cannot settle, you bring another person quick, you settle it. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Amen. And if it is too difficult, then the church can come and quickly you settle it so that you can move on. Hallelujah. So it is not a good habit to allow offense and quarrel to stay long, because what it does is it pulls you down. You can't pray, you cannot, the church just comes to a standstill. Amen. And that's what the devil wants, but God doesn't want it. Hallelujah. Even husband and wife, you must practice it. Make sure that you don't let anything stay too long. Quickly, you close it and you move forward. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so we can see that God created you to be a worship and a praise unto Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this soul must move and come to this experience. And yeah, so we've been talking about this first experience of Passover, but now we're going to talk about the second one. And that second one is found somewhere here. What is it called? It's not Pentecost. Eh? Or Basin. Basin labor is English language. But it is an experience in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's something that you it's a life you live. It's a life you are living. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So after you are born again, or you come to Passover, you have just started the journey. I remember yesterday we called it, there's one big name, we called that journey. What's the name of that journey? This is a very good class. Oh, praise God. What does Abby mean, beginning? Beginning of the journey. Where are you going to?
Amen.
Amen. You know, on this, there is something here, a cloth called the veil.
Yes.
Eh? On the body of that veil, you have flowers, trees. and cherubim. So that's the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your soul is going back. Remember, Adam was thrown away because of the darkness. Now, light is coming away, so God is bringing us back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are going back into Eden. Amen.
Amen.
So at midnight, God told them, every one of you, you bring your rod. They had to bring their rod, their staff. They will dress very well, tie their loins very well. You know, when you want to travel, you tie your loins very, very well, so it won't distract you. Amen. Many of us, our loins are not girded. We are still not ready to leave the world.
Yeah?
Hallelujah. Like lost wife, we are still going. Yeah, me and you, we are still going around. But God said we must get our loins. Make up our minds. We are going out of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So they had the staff. And that staff was speaking of a journey. Hallelujah. My soul is going back. And that is our jubilee. See this 50? That's jubilee. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says on the day of jubilee, they will blow the trumpet. Pa 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 pa. Another brother was blowing the trumpet yesterday. Pa 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 pa. Amen.
Amen.
And when you hear it, you know it's time to go back. But today you are hearing another type of trumpet. The trumpet of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the word of God is a trumpet. Hallelujah. And it is calling you out of Egypt. It's calling my soul out of Babylon. When the children of Israel went to the land of Babylon, many of them married wives, bought land, they settled. They forgot about Israel. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we were, where we remember Zion. You must remember Zion.
Hallelujah.
My soul must remember Zion. I say, I'm going back. You know, we can be so comfortable in the world. Everything is fine for you. You have your wife, you have your job, you have children, you have everything. You are doing so well, life is so good. If God loves you, He will give you some trouble. He will give you some trouble. He said, get up, get up, get up. Go back to Zion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're having trouble, maybe God is telling you, you are too comfortable. Get up. Go back to Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of us, we have so married the world. We don't see anything wrong with the world. But when trouble comes, you begin to see the problems in the world. Hallelujah. And you begin to remember Zion. Zion, 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 Obodoma,
Zion.
Remember it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must remember Zion.
Yes.
And go back. He said, my soul, you cannot be at rest.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I must go back. Remember the prodigal son? He went very far. He carried all the things he got from God and went and spent it. But God loved him. Amen.
Amen.
And when he spent everything, he remembers
Zion.
He says, I will arise.
Amen.
I will go back to my father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And when I saw my little sister here leading the worship, I remembered our children. Our children have gone very far in the world. But we thank God for such children who are taking us back to Zion. Amen. The children can worship God. And should worship the God. We shouldn't give them to the world. Hallelujah. So we praise God for such children who are telling us that there is still a remnant. And God will increase them. That all our children will come back. Hallelujah. But how can the children come back when the papa has to come back? The papa and mama must come back like the children will follow. Amen. So father must come back. Then the children will follow. Hallelujah. So we are going back to Zion, the city of the living God. It is our soul that is going back to Zion. Hallelujah. You know, but see, God has to make sure that you are coming back. What will he do? He will bring the soul to a place of baptism. So you must bury the old life. So the first experience is the place of baptism. So the Bible says when you are born again, you must be baptized. Baptism, what is baptism? What do you think?
Amen.
Amen. So you must go under the water and then out of the water. Because it means something. What does it mean? When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, all of them, do you know what God did? Can you tell me what God did to them? God opened the river. It's all of Yaya. Pass. So God baptized them inside the water. Hallelujah. The water was so high, it covered them. They were afraid that the water would even swallow them. Hallelujah. Amen. So what did he do? God buried the old life of Egypt inside that river. Hallelujah. He buried the old life. And as they came out, they were a new people. Hallelujah. So that water separated Egypt from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you are born again, you must come to the water. It's not. See, are you seeing my hands?
Yeah. I want to get a member.
Sprinkling of water cannot bury Egypt, though. Brother, can you bury Egypt? You must go inside.
Yes.
So if you are here and you only did this one, capture Brother Uzo and all the people. Is it the AK? What's the river there down? What's it?
Udo.
You carry the vessel to Udo and go and enter the water. Amen. And bury the old life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will come out in newness of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But apart from, so the first baptism is in water. And it is man that baptizes you in water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you cannot be baptized when you haven't gone to the place of.
Amen.
Amen. So you cannot bring your child and say you're baptizing the child when the child is not yet born again. No. It's, first of all, you are born again, then you are baptized. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first one is baptism in water. Then there's a second one. The baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Jesus baptizes you. Okay, so I didn't write it one. It's the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is the one that does it. So you must go to Jesus and he will baptize you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so we are going to show, this one is very important. We are going to show it in a different, another way, so we can properly understand it. So I will draw three circles.
I guess
the middle one is the soul. This one is the spirit of man, is my own spirit. And then this other one is my body. So there are three circles there. Now, so this is very important to understand. Thank you. It's very important to understand. Very important. So remember what we said, that when you are born again, they bring the blood is applied to your soul. The blood is applied to the soul. Remember, applied to the mind, because that you receive the word of God. So it comes with the blood, and you, the life of God comes into you from your mind. Amen. Because remember, we read Leviticus 17 that says the blood of Jesus was a vessel containing the life of God. Isn't that what he said? That the life of God is in the blood, is it not?
Hallelujah.
Amen. So when you receive the blood of Jesus, you receive the life of God. Hallelujah. So the life of God comes into your soul when you receive the blood. That what makes you to be born again, is it not? But you have a spirit. And of course, we talked about Christ, and we talked about the Father. So this is the Father, this is Christ, and then this is the Spirit of God. We don't have space. Okay, this I should put it on top. No problem.
So bring the circles down, bring the three circles down so that we can learn here.
So this will now become the body. This is the spirit of man, so that we can have space to write it properly. This is man. So this is now the spirit of God. And then the second one, that's Christ, the Son of God. And then the final one, the Father. Amen.
Amen.
So the river is flowing from up down, is it not? It's going down. You see how the river is coming?
Amen.
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 Good. So when you receive, when the blood comes, the blood has the work of the blood is to open the bridge. There's a bridge here. What is the bridge? This, yeah, I will come and live in this Ezabogo. Sin is the bridge. Hallelujah. When sin came, the river stopped flowing. And here began to dry up. This garden became a wilderness, dry place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the blood comes, what does it do? It opens up. And the river starts coming again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the Bible says, let's read this one. Colossians chapter 1, 27. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, let's read that one. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is it 25 or 26? It is 26 or 27. Okay, it's 27. Colossians 1:27. It says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in your soul, in my soul, which is the hope of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are the soul. Amen. Ndoge. That's you. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Read.
Ndị Chineke chọrọ ime ka ha mara ihe bụ akụ nke ebube nke ihe omimi a n'etiti ndị mba ọzọ nke bụ Christ n'ime unu.
Amen. So Christ in you is like God in man. And that's Emmanuel, is it not? Hallelujah. Amen. So when Christ comes in us, he's saying it brings a hope. It's not the end of the journey. It's not the end of the journey. Because when Christ comes in us, the soul has not changed yet. The soul has just received light. This lion and ego, they go through an experience of an earthquake. Something, you know, a change, something happens to them, but the nature is not fully changed. Amen. So the soul must be converted. And it God does that in stages. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we understand that. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ in the soul must increase in us. Amen. So the first place that happens is now in my spirit. So you can see it. So the Spirit of God moves into my spirit. Because my spirit is the closest to the Spirit of God. Amen. Because the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit. Remember, God wants to marry my soul, but the soul is very stubborn. So, God must raise a ministry that will go and beg the soul to agree to marry Christ. Hallelujah. Is it in the Bible?
Yes.
There's one man called Eliezer. Do you know him?
Eliezer.
Eliezer. You know Eliezer? One man called Abraham.
Abraham.
Sent Eliezer. To go and marry a wife called Rebecca. Or called my soul. Amen. So my soul is like Rebecca. So God sent Eliezer or the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To go and beg Eliezer, if it will, beg Rebecca, if it will agree to marry Isaac. Amen. So you see Isaac, which is Christ. Amen. You see the Abraham, who is the father. And you see Eliezer, who is like the spirit of God. Amen. And then you have Rebecca. So the story is complete. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because my soul is very stubborn. See, where can we find that? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Us. I won't agree. Amen. Remember, the soul fell to the ground, and the soul said, I'm not going anywhere. I like the earth. I like carnality. Amen. The lion is feeding on flesh, on blood. He likes natural carnal life. Amen. And the soul is doing its own thing. Doesn't know who is God. It doesn't know who God is. Hallelujah. So the soul must be conquered. The soul must be changed. So God must bring a ministry into the soul. Hallelujah. And that is the ministry of the Spirit of God through my spirit. Amen. And the Spirit of God can now begin to reach out to the soul, begin to change the soul. Amen. Okay, we need to see the scriptures, because anything I'm telling you must be inside the scriptures. All right, so let's see 1 Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians. Is it 12? We are saved by one spirit, we are baptized. I think it's 1 Corinthians 12. Is it 13?
Yes.
That's what? It's 12, 13, yeah. So it says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we are Jews or Gentiles, or we are bond or free, and we have been made, all made to drink into one spirit. We have been made to drink into one spirit.
N'ihi na n'ime otu mmụọ nsọ ka e mere anyị onwe anyị niile baptizim ịba n'otu arụ, ma anyị bụ ndị Juu maọbụ ndị Griik, ma anyị bụ ndị ohu maọbụ ndị nwere onwe ha. E mekwara ka anyị niile nwụọ n'ime otu mmụọ nsọ.
Amen. So, the Spirit of God in your spirit is to bring your soul into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we receive the Spirit of Christ, and our spirit is baptized into Christ. And then from our spirit, our soul is baptized into Christ. And then finally, our body will also be brought into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you can see the steps by step increase. Amen. So Christ in me begin to prophesy to my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So baptism is a prophecy. It's a hope. So the Bible says that when we are baptized in the Holy Ghost, we receive a deposit or a first experience of the Spirit of God. So in Ephesians chapter 1, it says we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the redemption of the purchased possession. We shall read that one because the English is too is much. The English is long. So let's read it and explain it. So where you find it's Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, let's read from 13. He said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, or you are born again, or you came to Passover, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest. Earnest means down payment. Eh? You want to buy bicycle, you don't have, it is 1,000 naira, you bring 30 naira, you say hold this one, I will come back again and give you the balance and take the bicycle. Amen. So we say, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, she will read, then we will explain it.
Oya unu omunu no kwa nime ya mwe unu nuru oku nge ezi oku ahu bu ozi oma nge nzo bota unu obu kwa nime ya mwe unu kwe kwara na ya ka eji mwoso nge unkwa ahu ka unu akara 14 bu mwoso onye bu ihe anyị ji mara na anyị ga-eketazu ihe nketa anyị ruo mgbapụta nke ihe Chineke nwetara ka e wee too ebube ya.
Amen. Remember our story of redemption. Remember redemption 20. So the question is, who is to be purchased? Who was purchased? Who got into trouble? Is it my soul, my spirit, or my body? Who was the troublemaker? Because that would say the soul that sinned. The soul must. Amen. The soul is the troublemaker. My mind, my emotions. That's where the trouble is. Amen. So the soul is the one that must be purchased. Hallelujah. The soul is to be redeemed. But before the soul can be redeemed, somebody must first be redeemed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what happens to my spirit. That's what happens with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God comes into my spirit and takes over my spirit. Amen. Begins to walk and function and quicken and energize my spirit. A lot of power comes into my spirit. Because of the power in my spirit, I begin to see visions. But some people will run away and carry olive oil and stay in one room. So here I come. If you want to have children, you come to me, I will give you children. Amen. They go and start a ministry. Because of the power of God that has come into the spirit, they can do miracles and do, you know, speak in tongues, visions, a lot of miracles and power. Amen. Healing. Those things are good. But it is the wrong use. Amen. The Holy Ghost that comes into my spirit is to save my soul. Hallelujah. So that my soul can live a holy life. Hallelujah. We need the power. But the power is to make my soul obey God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will do what? We're not saying the other things will not be added. They say those things will follow you and beg you, will overtake you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost is given to the church to be overcomers over the world. So you shall be my witnesses when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God comes into my spirit in the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if there is anybody who is not baptized in the Holy Ghost, then we must pray for you.
Amen.
So that you will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost comes into you, the energy and the power of God will come into your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your spirit cries out for God. God gave you a spirit to help you to talk to God. Amen.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 2 says the Spirit of God searches the things of God, talks to God, communes with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay, so let's read a number of scriptures to show us. Because remember, we say anything we are telling you, if it's not in the Bible, throw it away. But if it's in the Bible, I will enter my car and go home because you are now in trouble. Amen. Because now you have to do something about it. Amen. Okay, so we will read a number of those scriptures to show you where it is, so that you will go home and study it and be convinced. Amen. Hallelujah. So, John chapter
14:26.
Okay. This is John 14:26. Okay, so, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, what will he do? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Sister, read.
Ma onye nkasi obi ahụ bụ mmụọ nsọ, onye nna m ga-ezite n'aha m, onye ahụ ga-ezi unu ihe niile, mekwa ka unu cheta okwu niile mụ onwe m gwara unu.
Okay, let's go to John 16:13. It says John 16:13. He says, "How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak." So do you see, the Spirit hears. In the Spirit you hear. In the Spirit you see. We will come to that later. Amen. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen.
Ma mgbe ọbụla onye ahụ ga-abịa bụ mmụọ nke eziokwu, ọ ga-eduba unu n'eziokwu niile, n'ihi na ọ gaghị ekwu n'onwe ya, kama ka ihe ọ na-anụ ra, ihe ndị a ka ọ ga-ekwu. Ọ ga-akọkwara unu ihe niile nke na-abịa.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's read another one. 1 John 2:24, I think.
First John 2:24.
1:27. First John 2:27. Sorry. 2:27. First John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received on him abideth in you.
Amen.
And you need not that any pastor should teach you.
Amen.
Amen. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nke unu natara n'aka ya na digide n'ime unu. Ọ dịghịkwa unu mkpa ka onye ọbụla zi unu ihe, kama dịka otite mmanụ ya na-ezi unu ihe banyere ihe niile, dịka ọ bụkwa ezie na-abụghịkwa okwu ụgha, dịka o zikwara unu,
now
n'ime ya.
Amen. Okay, let's read the last one. 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9. I hope you are writing it down. You say, but as it is written,
2 verse 9.
Yes. 2:9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them to us by what? His Spirit. Remember, the Spirit is in you.
Amen.
That's why the Spirit is given to you, to reveal. But this eye is not your physical eye, it's your inward eye. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, yes, go ahead. Okay, so read verse. Have you read 9?
9.
Read 9.
Kama dịka e deworo ya n'akwụkwọ nsọ, sị, ihe anya na-ahụghị, nke ntị na-anụghịkwa, nke na-abaghịkwa n'obi mmadụ, ka hara bụ ihe Chineke doziri ndị hụrụ ya n'anya.
Amen. But say verse 10, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit does what? Searches all things. Yea, what? The deep things of God. He brings the deep things of God and He brings it to us and shows it to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Na-enyocha ihe niile, ọbụna ihe niile dị omimi nke Chineke.
Verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man that which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
11. N'ihi na Onye n'etiti mmadụ matara ihe niile nke mmadụ, ma ọ bụghị mmụọ nke mmadụ ahụ nke dị n'ime ya? Ọbụna otu a, ọ dịghị onye maara ihe nke Chineke, ma ọ bụghị mmụọ nke Chineke.
Amen.
Amen.
So without the Spirit of God, I'm lost.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the spirit of God is there to help my spirit know God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's not only my spirit. This spirit is also helped to help my soul do what? Know God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember in Ezekiel, that picture Ezekiel saw. He saw the wheel inside the wheel. Amen.
Wheel,
what is wheel?
It's not about wheel.
The bicycle wheel. And then with another wheel. There's a wheel inside the wheel. Amen. So the Spirit of God which is the small wheel, is inside your wheel. Amen. Walking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So you, my soul is crying out for God. My spirit is also crying out for God. Hallelujah. And then the spirit of God, which is so big, is like a mighty ocean. Hallelujah. It's pouring into my spirit, and from there my spirit is pouring into my soul. Amen. And very soon my body will also begin to receive it. Hallelujah. So the body is warming up.
Hallelujah.
Eh? The Bible says that all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So
the book of Proverbs
20:20. I was going to read that. Wait, read it. Yeah, that's the next one.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
Amen.
Searching all the inward parts of the belly.
Or giving light to the inward parts of the belly. There is the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this spirit of this, my spirit is like a bulb. It's like a bulb, fluorescent bulb. Amen. Or it's like a sun. You see that sun there? My soul, my spirit is like a sun. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the sun of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, is lightening that one.
Hallelujah.
In fact, another place says that the spirit of God and my spirit will become one. Amen. Hallelujah. And if my soul, if my spirit and the spirit of God become joined in one, the devil had better run away. Devil, run. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when my soul is not joined to the spirit of God, something is going to happen in Ezabo. Amen. All the devils, they will run away. Amen. Because the power will be so much. There will be earthquake, there will be lightning, there will be thundering, there will be... Hallelujah. So something is about to happen.
Amen.
So I cannot allow quarreling, misunderstanding, no food, all those things prevent me from the big thing that's coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So this baptism is a prophecy to my soul. Hallelujah. That something good is about to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That the soul is coming back into its inheritance in God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So that brings us to the last of the baptism, the last one. That's the baptism of Christ. And it is the Spirit of God that baptizes you into Christ. I remember this spirit of God is in your spirit. It's dwelling already in your spirit. And from your spirit it is now pulling up your soul, bringing it up. Hallelujah. Yes.
1 Corinthians 2:12.
Go ahead, read.
1 Corinthians 2:12.
Ma are you why?
Amen.
Kama ọ bụ mmụọ nke sitere na Chineke ka anyị maara ihe niile Chineke were amara nye anyị.
Amen. So let me read it in English. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world,
amen,
but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us.
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God is a teaching spirit.
Amen.
It's a spirit of revelation. Amen.
Amen.
It's a spirit of revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. So remember what he said, that the things the Spirit of God hears, it will tell you. So what is he telling you? In the Spirit, you can hear. You can see. Amen. The senses in your body are also in your spirit.
Because God also hears and sees and talks. Amen.
Because God hears and speaks and talks. Amen.
Amen.
So in the spirit, there are many voices. The devil also talks. So your ear must be cleaned properly to hear only the voice of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Your spirit also talks. So the Spirit of God is talking. The devil is also talking. And your own spirit is also talking. Amen. So you must learn how to differentiate the three of them. So as you walk with God, you begin to recognize the voice of God. The closer you walk with God, the more you know the voice of God, and the more you know your own voice. Hallelujah. And of course, you recognize the voice of the devil. So he says, my sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we are about to finish with this baptism thing. The second message of the labor, or this a second experience in God, is the message of washing. Amen.
Amen.
It's a place of cleansing and consecration. Brother Uzoma and the brother, we are going to take a short break. We will take a short break, sing a few songs, and start again.
Amen.
Nobody is going anywhere. Agree?
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. So we will close now. We'll just shake bodies more.
Recreate.
I don't know about recreate though. We'll just get a small break and then we'll start again. Amen. You know, we have to take care of the body. The body is not very strong yet. Very soon it will be very strong.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So the second message, because when we come back, this last one we're going to enter into. I just introduced it. This one will end, bring us inside here. Amen.
Amen.
So let's do this one. This one has two messages. This is consecration. Do you know the second one?
Sanctification.
Rakas, I'm coming to that book of the living. Amen.
Amen.
So see, the message is complete.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember, you have not entered though. This is just reception. We are getting ready. This is where it's happening. So you have to be ready. God is trying to get your soul ready so that you can enter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So inside this place is a basin and there is water in it.
Remember.
Because inside this place there's another door. And in this door there are five poles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. But here there are 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So those pillars there, they have different messages.
Amen.
Amen. This one, 4 speaks of tribulation. Amen. 4 or 40 or 400 or 4,000. They all speak of tribulation. Amen. So Jesus was in the wilderness for how long?
40 days.
And 40 nights.
Jesus no nime bolono.
And when he was in the wilderness, he was enjoying. He was enjoying. What was he doing there? It was tribulation for his body. Amen. And he was being tempted and tried. And he was hungry. Is it also? Okay. The brother, this is a book of people. I like them. He has already gone to Egypt. When they were in the wilderness, how many days were they there? 40 years. Go around, 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 around. There's another 40. Good. You see, in Egypt, they were there for how long? 400. Which are 40 again? Do you know? There are many of them. Moses was in Midian. Where was he?
The mountain.
It was a mountain, yes. Even when he left Egypt, he stayed 40 days. 40 years in there. Okay, so the number 40 speaks of trouble and tribulation. So the Bible says we must enter the kingdom through much tribulation. That's how you enter. Hallelujah. So the Bible says many are the troubles, afflictions, and trials of the righteous. But God will deliver them all.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know why? God wants to build character in you. There is no way God can build character in you without trouble.
Amen.
If you are going to have character, there must be trial, tribulation, trouble, pressure. You know, where do you dig gold from? You get it on the tree. But where do you get it from? Ground. You get it on the surface.
No,
you
dig deep.
Because of the pressure. Amen. You know, this is ground. So gold is the nature of God. So God has to press this body. Press it, press it, press it, press it, press it. And as he's pressing it, gold is coming out. Our faith is tried like fire, isn't it? So that's the message of the four.
Amen.
But this one is a different message. Hallelujah. So there are five. What does the five speak of? Apostle. Prophet. Evangelist.
Teacher.
Gent. So this is the shepherd. Amen. So this is the fivefold ministry that walks through the grace of God. Amen. Without the grace of God, you cannot stand.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so this is the ministry that will bring you in. Hallelujah. Okay, very, very important. Now, this ministry, let us say, by their fruit you shall know them. Ezeabogo, heaven ministry. If you go there, Ozubo, Ozubo. Amen. Ozubo, Ozubo. Miracle. Deliverance. Amen. They say, by their fruits you will know them. So what's the fruit? Let me show you. You see, these pillars, this is the pillar. It has two legs. And it's made of brass. Brass. Remember our brass? Remember that brass. Brass is judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you know the true ministry. This is the ground here. So the part of the branch of this pillar that touches the ground is brass. What is he telling you? Any true ministry of God will do what? Will do what? What would you do? It must judge the earth. It must tell you to overcome tradition. It must tell you to overcome culture. It must tell you to overcome sin. It must tell you to overcome the world. It will not compromise with the earth. That's how you know the true ministry.
Amen.
Amen. If they like, let them bring all the miracles in the world according to this book. If they are not judging the earth, if their life is not judging sin and unrighteousness. Amen. That's how you know the true ministry.
Amen.
So the Bible says, test every spirit to know whether it's of God. How would you know it's of God? You say you should pay dowry. It doesn't matter, pay dowry. You can drink beer. You can do all those things that are told. Amadohan, brother, go moon, all those things. Close the door. Just close the door. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The true ministry of God will do what? It is standing at the door. Jesus said, I stand at the door. Jesus said, I am the door.
Hallelujah.
Into the sheepfold. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a ministry that is working with Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. So any spirit that is not testifying of Jesus, that is not bringing you to the cross, that is not telling you to die to self, you're not going anywhere. Amen. You're not going anywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that is the message of consecration. Consecration means to separate. Bring you out of Egypt, out of the world. Separate you. The old Christians were separated. Amen. Before it used to be also, you have to be, what do they call them here? Nze. Now his name is Sunday. He's no longer Nze. Amen. He changed his name to Sunday or James or Jacob. Amen. And they threw him inside the evil forest. Say, yes, I'll go inside the evil forest. When I go there, the devil will run away.
Amen.
Is that not what happened here? Hallelujah. He said, because you say you will not follow the people, you, we will throw you away. Let the devil go kill you. Hallelujah. You follow the church people. The man say, yes, I'm following them. I'm now, my name is not James, not Wabara anymore. Amen. Hallelujah.
It happened in Jimbis in Ekwanazu.
I know that. No. I know by the spirit. Peter what?
Paul, the deity that they were sacrificing. They named it Peter and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And when the ceremony starts, the Reverend Fathers will come to celebrate Mass. All the things they were doing when they were dating.
Yes, they were doing it, but it's a different name.
With Peter and Paul.
That Peter and Paul, they are not standing at this place. So. We have thrown them away. Amen!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, test the spirit. Whether it is of God. How do you test? There must be brass. They must be standing on brass. They must judge the ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brass is different. Even you see brass inside the ground is running away from the brass. Brass is separate. Brass and ground can never mix. Try it. He can never mix. Even if you put the ground or the sign on the bride, it's just that you touch it, it goes away. Amen. So God is saying you must be consecrated. This church must be consecrated.
Amen.
Must be like brass.
Amen.
Must judge the spirits.
Amen.
Of the forefathers.
Amen.
The altar in your father's house must be judged.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But let me give you small advice. It doesn't come with dry mouth.
Eh?
You cannot be eating three times a day. You got to talk to them. You must fast. Amen. This one comes with fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. So you must go to God and say, God, destroy the altars in my father's house. Do you know those altars are inside here? Every altar you see outside began from inside the heart. Is it also? The man is using a stick. He's transferring what is inside his heart to the stick. The altar starts from the mind first before he comes outside. Hallelujah. So every altar in your father's house is inside. You must break it down. You must break it down. You know? So Gideon went to God. God woke him up in the night. He said, my friend, God, break your father, the idol in your father's house. Many of us need to go back. Some of the troubles we are having, you can trace it to the idol in your father's house. I would have said most of the troubles can be traced where? To the idols in the father's house, which were inherited. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gideon responded to God. He went in the night. Praise God for the night. Amen. Whether you want to go in the night or in the day, go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See God for fasting and prayer. Say, God, show me the altars in my father's house. What are those things that are hidden that I don't know? Just watch what will happen. Amen. It will begin to open up. You will begin to see it. The things you thought were innocent, you will see that it's not so innocent. And they will begin to open things up to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you begin to see them, you begin to judge them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's called consecration. Your soul is being consecrated, separated from the defilements of your roots. Hallelujah. I don't know that it is a one day affair. It's not a one day affair. Is that what I'm telling you? Many of us want one day. I destroy all the altars in Jesus' name. Amen. But look very well. Some of them say, I'm not going. Amen. Some of them are strongholds. Because many of your generation have worshipped that spirit. Say, I'm not going away. My taproot is inside this family. All the daughters in this family won't get married. If they marry, they must come back. Because they made the covenant to me. So I'm standing there. I'm not going away. Amen. Don't you understand? So he's telling you, you must dig more. Hallelujah. You must dig deep down, down, down. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as soon as Zion traveled, what happened? She brought forth. Hallelujah. There must be there's a place for traveling. Push the devil. Push the devil. Amen. And the Bible says, in old time, when they want to overcome a city, when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to overcome Jerusalem, you know what he did? 3 years he was encircling Jerusalem until The time came, nobody could go in or come out. Because he has cut it off. Amen. And then he began to pound it. He began to pound it. One day, he fell down. The wall of Jericho. What happened? He just went there and entered. Amen. Seven speaks of completion. Hallelujah. You must keep hitting at it. Some of us, we have a stronghold of anger or bitterness or poverty or quarreling or something. There is a spirit. You see it? Great great grandfather is running down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David, Solomon, Rehoboam. What is happening there? 1,000 wives. The other one, 28 wives. The other one, 5 wives. What do you think is happening there? Eh? Along the line, one son carried one of the sisters and ran away. Is it also?
Yes.
There is a spirit that must be. Hallelujah. So, after you are born again, you must come to Pentecost. You must come to baptism. You must come to consecration. Cleansing of your loins. God has to clean it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God will bring, you have to bring the word. Say, my word, thy word have I hid in my heart. Today, the Christianity is like, many of you are born again, you are going to heaven. You are flying. You want to fly?
Waiting for the trumpet.
You are flying with idols inside the heart. Amen. The heart must first of all be cleaned before it can be offered to Christ. Don't you understand?
Amen.
So the church has a job to do. And it is the job of cleansing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So after consecration is the sanctification. What does sanctification mean? Washing. When you separate it, then you wash it. Amen. You know, as Jesus said, Lord, sanctify them through your word. Your word is what? True. Amen. It says the words that you have heard, they will make you clean. You are clean by the words that you heard. So the word of God cleans you. It's like water, washing, washes. The washing of the water of the word cleans you. Amen. Amen. So every day you must separate yourself. Every day you must clean your life. So there is every day separation and cleaning. Separation and cleaning. Separation and cleaning. So that it's becoming purer and purer. The water is becoming clean. The water of your life is becoming cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So that is the experience of the washing. It is a wonderful experience that many of us have failed at this point. The church has a problem with washing. So because of it, the world has entered too much into the world, into the church. So we must all go back to the place of consecration and cleansing. Amen. And when we get there, we will see the power of God will begin to come forth in our lives. Because all the altars have been broken down, all the chains have been knocked down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we can bring it all to an end now. Hallelujah. Amen. So we will pray. It's past 12 o'clock, about 1:15. So, I don't know what you want us to do. But I think we should just pray, have a short break, then we can come back. If there are questions, we can take the questions. And then we can talk about tabernacles quickly before we start going. You know, today we are going because all the things I told you, I have showed them inside the Bible. So it's now your responsibility. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So I don't know, we can pray. I don't know what you want us to do. We can pray. And then we can take a short break, come back, and we can deal with some questions. The day is still young, it's just 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.